Rumors have spread around the world about a coming apocalypse on December 21st. That's the day that the current cycle of the ancient Mayan calendar comes to an end, and some believe that means worldwide disaster. But for some skeptics, the date means plenty of opportunities to help others prepare or simply to make a profit. In the Russian city of Tomsk, shops are selling apocalypse kits with supplies to help people survive all sorts of possible disasters. The contents include a can of sardines, candles, soap, vodka, and a notebook labeled Messages for the Future. Some residents think that the apocalypse kits are nothing but a cynical marketing ploy. For some, the end of the world means it's time to party. The New World Winery in Ukraine is hosting an apocalypse event in its underground cellars, where attendees will be safe from harm while enjoying sparkling wine. In Central America, home of the Mayan culture, the end of the calendar cycle is not seen as a harbinger of doom. A group of Guatemalans with Mayan ancestry recently held a ceremony in Cuba to share their belief that the start of a new era will bring change, but not disaster. Rumors have spread around the world about a coming apocalypse on December 21st. That's the day that the current cycle of the ancient Mayan calendar comes to an end, and some believe that means worldwide disaster. But for some skeptics, the date means plenty of opportunities to help others prepare or simply to make a profit. In the Russian city of Tomsk, shops are selling apocalypse kits with supplies to help people survive all sorts of possible disasters. The contents include a can of sardines, candles, soap, vodka, and a notebook labeled Messages for the Future. Some residents think that the apocalypse kits are nothing but a cynical marketing ploy. For some, the end of the world means it's time to party. The New World Winery in Ukraine is hosting an apocalypse event in its underground cellars, where attendees will be safe from harm while enjoying sparkling wine. In Central America, home of the Mayan culture, the end of the calendar cycle is not seen as a harbinger of doom. A group of Guatemalans with Mayan ancestry recently held a ceremony in Cuba to share their belief that the start of a new era will bring change, but not disaster. Rumors have spread around the world about a coming apocalypse on December 21st. That's the day that the current cycle of the ancient Mayan calendar comes to an end, and some believe that means worldwide disaster. But for some skeptics, the date means plenty of opportunities to help others prepare or simply to make a profit. In the Russian city of Tomsk, shops are selling apocalypse kits with supplies to help people survive all sorts of possible disasters. The contents include a can of sardines, candles, soap, vodka, and a notebook labeled Messages for the Future. Some residents think that the apocalypse kits are nothing but a cynical marketing ploy. For some, the end of the world means it's time to party. The New World Winery in Ukraine is hosting an apocalypse event in its underground cellars, where attendees will be safe from harm while enjoying sparkling wine. In Central America, home of the Mayan culture, the end of the calendar cycle is not seen as a harbinger of doom. A group of Guatemalans with Mayan ancestry recently held a ceremony in Cuba to share their belief that the start of a new era will bring change, but not disaster.